I remember the application. It was simple. Resume, cover letter, a few clicks online. I had gone over it more than once before hitting submitting. Then I waited. A few days later, I got the email. Thank you for your interest. We regret to inform you. Nothing unusual. I've seen messages like that before. But this time, it stayed with me longer than usual. Because I kept thinking about my name at the top of the application. Tony Nguyen. And the last name that comes after it, a name that doesn't sound like where I'm applying or where I live. So I started to wonder who read it, what they saw first, what they assumed before reading anything else. Maybe they didn't notice. Or maybe they did. I'll never really know. So it made me think. You know, before you hear that notification, and then having the bad news of you didn't get selected, I just can't help to wonder about how much of a decision happens before a conversation even begins, before a phone call, before an interview, before a chance to speak for yourself. Just a name on a screen. I'm from Vietnam. And sometimes I wonder if my name is read differently before my work is ever seen. It's hard to prove something like that. There's no clear moment you can point to. No explanation that comes with it. Just silence. So you keep applying. You keep sending resume. You keep hoping the next one is different. Because that's what you can control. I don't know why I didn't get that job. But I do know this. A name shouldn't decide who gets a chance to be heard. And sometimes it feels like it does.